Hey, everybody. I have been having so much fun hanging out with Eddie. He is a social worker with Lighthouse Academy. He was making fun of me when he got here this morning, and I was drinking several cups of coffee thanks to these little steeped coffee bags from Square One Coffee Roasters. You said it's all about the tea. Eddie, how do you prepare your tea?
Okay, we prepare our tea traditionally. First, we boil the water for around 15 minutes. Thereafter, we add tea leaves and sugar. We leave it to boil for 2 minutes. Then we sieve it. After sieving it, we add them in the thermos flask, and then the tea is ready for drink.
Yeah, and you like the raw natural sugar.
Yeah, we like the raw natural sugars, and these ones we do obtain from the nutritious bananas and the sweet potatoes.
Yeah, there are so many nutritious things being grown here, and you do feed the kids at the school with so many of these great nutritious things. I definitely eat more vegetables when I'm here. I should eat more, but they're just so fresh and local and so amazingly yummy. So talk about a few of the other cultural customs. I know you were telling me that the women right now in this community, there are more women, and they tend to be the breadwinners.
Yeah, we have got more women than men in this community. And the sad truth is that most of these women are the breadwinners. Some of them do have husbands, and the husbands are kind of neglecting their responsibilities. Being that they have got a source of income, but they doesn't use the money they obtain or the money they get responsibly. They only use them to buy alcoholic drinks, and then they drink a lot and neglect to provide for their family. Yeah,
almost like what we would call moonshine back home. I understand there's some people like fermenting drinks and making alcoholic drinks here in the community, and that it is a huge problem. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for sharing with us. We'll have more time to talk a little bit later and share some of the tribal customs. We are going to send it back to everybody in the studio now. And for more information on Rafiki Africa, visit RafikiAfrica.org.